outline may contain sexually oriented content. Content. Listener discretion is advised.
3, 2, 1, go!
Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Dr. Drew is coming to us tonight from Ohio.
O-H.
My I-O.
Mm-hmm.
My headphones sound like fried hell right now. Let's see if I can fix this thing up. Anderson, are you aware of this, or you all right with it? Yeah? He was going to... Anderson almost said something into the mic. Yeah,
like I said something to him today.
So how you been?
Oh, really? Oh, I use Lycus's headphones, right?
Yeah.
I don't have headphones?
No.
Okay. Yeah, good. What's happening there, Drew?
I'm good. Good times. We were just talking off the air. We actually had a conversation off the air, a rare event,
yeah,
about the treehouse you're going to build my daughter.
Ann came in here about 3 minutes before the show started, and she said, Drew's on the phone. You want to talk to him?
Yeah.
And I said, does he want to talk to me? Or, I mean,
that's the wrong way to ask that, I think.
Do I have to, or is...
Yeah, your mom's on the phone, Adam.
Am I busted, or should I just come home? Hey, Anderson, I think I'm going to need another set of cans here, if we have any.
All right, don't go to a call.
Don't go to a call?
No, I'll come in.
We'll just talk.
Okay.
Come on. So when do we go to a call until the first 8 minutes are up?
That's right. So Drew's in a very good mood. I don't know why, but we discussed building a treehouse for his young daughter. And what about the sons? They don't want a treehouse, the boys?
They want it, but she's obsessed with it. You know how I think it has something to do with the female biology. They're into little enclosed spaces, you know what I mean?
Mm.
Keeping little spots that they're special in theirs.
Right. Hold on. I'm doing a headphone. Open that up, would you, Anderson?
This is very fascinating,
please.
Adam.
Adorn me with the cans, please. Thank you. Thank you. You got it on the right side? You got the cord on the right side? I don't think so.
Right side.
Are they? Is that how it goes?
It's on the right side. You want the left side?
No, I mean the correct side. Please.
Gabe.
Put those on me. Hurry.
How's the level?
How's the level? I can't hear anything. Turn it up.
Hey,
there you go.
Good.
Hey there, Drew. Thanks,
hey.
Anderson.
Feel better?
Yeah, hey, Anderson, put the phones on me.
That's nice. It
makes me feel like a big shot. All right, so girls like little enclosed spaces. What are you talking about?
They like interiors.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
when you have little boys and little girls play, the boys always mess around on the outside of the playhouses, and the girls are always in the interiors.
Yes, but don't girls like, don't boys like a treehouse traditionally?
Yeah, they do.
So those sons of yours aren't interested in the treehouse?
No, they want a fort. You see?
Yeah, but a treehouse is a fort that's off the ground.
I know. Listen, they'll like it. Believe me. Trust me.
Yeah, but
the whole idea of a house isn't as important to them as it is to my daughter.
Well, here's what I'm worried about. I'm worried that I'm going to go over there and build Paulina a treehouse, and then the boys are going to claim it as their own. Then there's going to be an argument, and before you know it, I'm going to have like a whole housing complex
over there. No, it's going to be. They're pretty good about that kind of thing.
Okay,
trust me, that'll be fine.
Now, do you have a tree, or do I need to bring my own tree?
No, and we need to grow the tree.
Okay, good. So this is this a few years off?
Yeah.
Seriously, do you have a decent tree over there?
We do. You and I are going to have to sort of scout that out a little bit.
You haven't gone and looked?
We need Susan's consultation. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Your wife's got to weigh in on this. Is she going to be there? Seriously.
Hey, yeah, you just said your friend, dude.
No, I'm coming over there. Don't you worry. Sure, I may not do every bit of work, but it will not be possible without me. That's what I want to say.
All right.
All right there. I'm telling you, Drew, I don't want to waste a trip, though. I don't want to go over there and find no tree. You better have a tree worked out.
Well, there... All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Let's take some... maybe we'll try that about, not this weekend, but say 500 weekends from this weekend.
That's all right. Do you want to talk about your Howard Stern thing coming up?
I'm going out of town next week to do Stern, and Jimmy Kimmel, the great Jimmy Kimmel, is going to be filling in for me Sunday, Monday night on this show, and then I'll be from New York on Tuesday night and back on Wednesday. So we're basically taking lemons and turning them into lemonades here, a lemonade, because Jimmy's going to come in here and sit in here two nights, and He's a radio guy, you know.
Dr. Drew's more solid.
He speaks rather disparaging of you when he's here, you know. Mm. It's like it's a Adam bashing session. It's kind of refreshing.
Professional jealousy is what that's called.
I see. Okay, it's Chris, 18. Chris?
Yes?
What's up?
Okay. Well, basically, me and my girlfriend, we've been getting very serious lately, and I was wondering what other types of birth control are out there other than a condom or, like, taking pills or getting a shot?
I want to answer Chris's question, but Adam, doesn't it sound a little bit like Chris is planning for something that he's hoping happens? You know what I'm saying?
Yes, is it saying
like he's making the planning, even though the girlfriend isn't thoroughly committed to the course of action.
Have you not had sex with her yet, Chris?
Actually, we already did.
You did.
You already did. All right.
Okay, and she wants to get on some steady birth control.
Yes,
because you will be having copious amounts of sex.
What have you done so far? How have you protected yourself?
We tried using a condom, but it's kind of funny, but like it just sort of fell off during like mid intercourse.
Yeah, bad sign.
Did she take the emergency contraception after that?
No, nothing like happened where we'd need that.
All right.
Well, you could still, even when you haven't ejaculated, the stuff that comes out of your penis that can get her pregnant.
Oh, we understand that. Like we stopped right away. Like, so we noticed that.
Okay. That was 45 minutes later.
Yeah.
So, Chris, you don't want the pill, you don't want the condom, and you don't want the, like, Norplant, so you're left...
He doesn't want this? Or you don't want this?
No, I'm just wondering, like, what else is out there? What are my options, like...
Well, there will be a male birth control pill coming soon, by the way, but right now she can take a birth control pill as it's... sort of standard form, and there are many different versions of that. She can take a birth control patch that she removes once a week. She can take a shot that she takes every 3 months. Okay, so there's various means out there.
Okay.
But the hormonal contraceptives are by far the most effective.
So why don't you guys head into like a Planned Parenthood over there and figure out what your options are.
Yeah, we sort of stepped in there already, and we just walked out with like a bag of condoms.
Right, right.
Well, why didn't you stop and have an appointment and talk about other means?
Oh, we did, but they said she had to wait till her period or something, so...
So she starts the pills?
I think she wants to get the shot, but...
All right.
Well, the shot it will be, then.
Good times.
All right, Chris. First girl you've had sex with, right?
Yes, actually.
Yeah, good times there, buddy.
Actually.
Feeling good. This may be the last, so really enjoy.
Okay.
All right there, buddy. Yeah. You know, it was funny. He was, and I think you and I both picked up on it.
Mostly virgin.
Yes, that he had gotten laid very recently.
And partially.
And had not yet had the chance to make the transformation from squirrely virgin guy to a sort of sure-footed masculine guy.
Right. And he pulled out before that happened.
Right. So the thing that we were hearing was, half virgin. All right. Who do you want to talk to?
I want to talk to David at 17.
David?
Damn, this is... I finally got in.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man. All righty. First of all, Adam?
Yeah?
I just want to say, dude, you know, you have a lot of effed up callers that call in. Mm-hmm.
David, we need... David, pretend you're on your best behavior. Adam got his finger right over the hold button, okay?
I'm so not going to cuss.
Right.
You idiot!
Go ahead.
Anyway, Adam, you're a freaking stud, dude.
Thanks, Adam.
Damn.
Thank you.
Hey, dude, you got a freaking big, big fan club in Buena Park, dude.
Thank you. I love that Buena Park, home of Knott's Berry Farm.
Yeah, dude. You know what I'm talking about.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Here's my question, son.
Let me stop for a second, dude. I've had very proud moments a couple of times when I've been out on the road here. People brought up to me that they saw me on the Man Show with the Assaholics.
Yeah.
Did.
It's a good bit.
And one guy stood up and said, oh, yeah, one of those guys was my dad's best friends. One of the assholes.
Oh, yeah, one of the actors in it?
Yeah.
See, that's nice.
I said, you know, it's my proudest moment.
Go ahead there, David.
All right, dude. I just want to say you're my idol, too, but not in a freakish way like all the other freaking college dudes say it like that.
Right.
Anyway, I woke up this morning.
No one would ever call David a freak.
Dude.
Drew, quiet down over there. Let him get his goddamn question out.
I know,
please.
Dude. What the hell? I'm just
yeah,
saying,
dude.
Hey, dude.
Dude.
Dr. Drew, you're a stud too, man. Anyway. All right. This morning I wake up and a big ass ball under my nuts, dude. I don't know what it is.
Like behind them?
No, it's like on top of them.
Oh boy. On locate top? On top, yeah.
Like in the middle. Like
okay. Is it red and like a zit?
No, it's like regular skin type of thing. It's inside.
It's inside.
Yeah.
Inside. You don't see it on the skin, but it's inside the sac.
Yeah.
Okay. Sometimes that's hernia. Sometimes that's a cystocele or a spermatocele. It's something that does need to be checked out, though, by a doctor. It's usually not a big deal.
Well, it feels as if you have is it as if you have a third nut in there?
Sometimes it can feel like
is
that.
Is that what's going on, David?
No, not really, dude. It's like a little. What is it? Like a little. You know how a mole feels?
Yeah.
That's what it feels like, but it's inside.
In the skin, though. Can
yeah.
you distinguish between the skin versus the inside the testicle?
It's inside. It's
I understand
outside.
It's inside, but
hey,
it's in the skin.
Hey, dude, tard.
Hey, don't call me that.
Hey, dude, tard.
What the hell are you
just
talking
list,
for?
Just shut up and listen. Is it, listen to me. Is it
man.
Inside the testicle? Is it inside the sac like your testicles are, or is it inside on the skin?
Inside the skin.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. You got to understand that when you have what is essentially a sac and you keep saying it's inside the sac, that would lead us to believe that it was actually inside the scrotum, not on the skin of the scrotum.
Right, or just within the skin of the scrotum. Within the skin is usually a sebaceous cyst. No big deal.
Okay, so what? Don't worry about it if it's on the skin?
Yeah, don't worry about it. It may turn into kind of a zit.
But that zit kind of stuff, doesn't it usually pop up on the outside?
Yes, it's more stuck-on appearing. But
right.
The cysts can get inside a little bit, too.
Janine.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Janine?
Janie, you're right, Janie.
Yeah.
You're 19, what's up?
Okay, I hope you guys have, like, a lot of time. No. I really like the dude tard thing. That was pretty funny. But
yeah, I should write that down. Dude tard.
I was getting pretty bored, so that was, like, really funny. But, no, all right, I went and stayed, like,
did she have
Saturday.
To throw that in?
No, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
She was getting really bored. I guess it must have been with the other calls and the other conversations about the treehouse.
Well,
I'm not sure. Jeannie?
Okay. I stayed like Saturday through Monday night or Tuesday, actually, afternoon with my child's father in Jacksonville. And like, I mean, I don't know what to do because like we have a sexual thing, but I don't feel anything for him. And he's like, oh, I love you, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And
why do you keep having sex with him if he doesn't do anything for you?
Well, I mean, I don't care about him, but the sex is like really good. And I mean, what's weird is my son's 2, and I just like a few months ago found his father because he got in some freak accident and like he got off the face of the earth. I mean, he was just like, I did not know where he was, and I found him, and now he's like, oh, come move in with me, blah blah blah. And I mean, we went and stayed to see how it was. And I mean, I don't know. It's like we had sex and everything. So there's a sexual attraction there. That's what I told him, you know, but I don't care for him. And he's like, oh, but I love you. And I don't understand how he can love me, you know, and he doesn't even really know me.
Hey, dudette tard. first, explain the part about how he got in a horrible accident and you couldn't find him.
Okay. Well,
or what those things have in common.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. All right. I was 16, just turned 16, actually, when we met in school. And he, like, started hanging out with the bad people. We had sex, like, one time, and I got pregnant, I guess, from the pre-cum or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, he got in, like, I stopped talking to him, and I didn't know I was pregnant until I was actually 2 months because I was pretty wild. And, I mean, I didn't go around having sex with people.
All right, listen. Just stick to the story. Go ahead.
Sorry. All right, well, he ended up, like, getting hurt in a motorcycle accident, and he just, like, went in and out of, like, disability homes because he was really messed up from it. He was, like, in a coma for 4 months, so.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I went to his grandmother's house because I found it, and I, like, you know, said, hey, I have his kid, and she's like, all right, well, they got a hold of him, and, you know, it was so easy. You know, I didn't know it was going to be that easy to find him, but it was.
It took 2 years, though.
Yeah, I mean, because I didn't remember where his grandmother lived. And then my friend finally, like, oh, I remember, you know,
Hold on.
Hold on a second. This is Inspector Clouseau, the female Clouseau.
Yeah, 2 years.
2 years to find some old broad who lived down the street. Well, yeah, maybe she wasn't looking.
I think it was 2 years until she went, oh, dude, her grandma lives right over here.
Hey, Jeannie.
Uh-huh.
Drew, please calm down over there. I abuse the callers. Now, why? Really, it took you 2 years to find this guy's grandma.
Yeah. I mean, I even, like, I went down for the, I have my son on Medicaid, so they have to do, like, it's mandatory for you to go after for child support.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, I remember his name, you know, his first name and everything, and I thought it was his first name, but come to find out he goes by his middle name.
You want to gamble at him?
No. I don't know. I don't see. Here's the thing. And by the way, I was explaining to someone at lunch today that Florida is what I now consider the factory from which all evil emanates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For everything effed up, it comes from Florida. It either starts in Florida or passes through Florida.
Yes.
But there's some connection to Florida. I used to think Florida is where old people went to die and rich people went to vacation and it was the home of Epcot Center, but now I know different.
It's a home of teas, terrorists and tards.
Drew, please. What has happened to you, Drew? That you've turned on our callers this way.
It's just the first few calls.
And Jeannie is not our last call. She's a decent woman who had a little bad luck, right?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Jeannie was someone who acted out rather severely for many years.
But that's true. But let me say this, Drew. What happened to her? I mean, a lot of girls we talked to had a one night stand. All right. Then the guy gets in an accident. Then the guy moves away. And I sort of understand all of this in a sort of bad love line kind of reality.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you then find the guy, and he's living how far away?
He lives in Jacksonville. I live like 45 miles from Jacksonville.
Okay, and you go over there, and you show him...
He's a closed head trauma patient. She wants to know how he can develop these intense feelings. And somebody that's had a major head injury like that is changed. And their ability to contain their feelings, the sort of fluctuations of their feelings and attachments can be very, very altered.
Apparently it helps them in the sack, too, though. So you go over there to pay the guy a visit. You've not seen him in a few years now, right?
Yeah.
And you present him with his child.
Well, he met him before at the paternity testing and everything, so...
What?
Oh, plot thickens.
I mean, I seen him then, and then he came over one time to pick up my son with his mom, and... He's just like, I mean, he's working at Taco Bell. Yeah, that's a start. I mean, that's like the first job he's had in forever. And, you know, I say, you know, that's good. That's a start. You know, you got a foot in the door. I'm like,
women are so supportive that way, aren't they?
Yes.
Good. Yes. Good. Way to go.
And by the way, working at Taco Bell is more of a foot in a bucket of beans than it is a foot in a door.
But let's look at it. She's turned that into a half full bucket of beans.
All right. It's not half empty. So he's got his foot in the door. He's working at the Taco Bell. How is his personnel? I mean, he
hasn't changed. He is still the same person.
So the head trauma wasn't as severe as we thought then.
But he was in a coma for 4 months. I mean, that's what I'm
not sure Jeannie is in a position to make an assessment of what's going on. That's my point. She may not really see what's going on with him neurologically or psychiatrically.
All right,
I'm just suggesting that maybe one of the reasons. I mean, for instance, you found it bizarre that he would fall in love with you so easily.
Yeah.
Well, that may be some of the manifestations of this head injury. So he may not be the same person you think he is. You may be expecting certain things from him, but he's changed.
That's possible. Also, when he finds out that you're the mother of his child, that may have some influence on him.
That's that too. But I was like, you know, cleaning up his room because he has a really bad problem with like cleaning and stuff. And he's like, yeah, you can clean my room. Well, I found some papers, and they were, like, from when he got in his accident, and they were, like, evaluation papers.
Yeah.
And they said that he had problems to do with, like, sex or whatever. I mean, I don't even, it's, like, sexual promiscuity. Yeah, I can't say the word, I'm sorry.
Sexual compulsivity.
There you go, that's what it was. Sorry.
I see him.
And, I mean, he was just, like, you know, the way he is, I mean, he's the same pretty much. I mean, he's the type of person that will sit there and talk about, like, oh, you know, I did this, I did that, I had such a hard life, and, you know, he goes on and on about it. You know, he says he's done everything there is to do, you know, that type of person.
Okay, but here's the deal. Yeah, the guy was in a coma. You got to cut him a little slack when he's talking about his hard life. I mean, Adam's this way all the time.
He's not even had any head injury.
Yeah,
I don't think.
Well, some, but not coma. Yeah. Not coma strength. Okay, listen. Jeannie, you got yourself a taco tard here.
Oh, God.
And you ain't into this guy. And I don't know that this guy, the sexual compulsive, who's, you know, has the mentality of a 12-year-old and works over at the Bell, is going to be the world's greatest dad either.
Right.
I'm not so sure you're the world's greatest mom, but I think you barely edge him out in the worst parent category. So I would say, fine, do not have a relationship with this guy. You're not in love with this guy. Stop having sex with this guy if you're not into this guy. And start thinking about a nice, stable guy who you can have a steady relationship with, who can be a good father figure to your child, and unlike the one in your upbringing. There you go.
That's the thing I have problems with, though.
No kidding.
To do with, like, guys. I mean, I've had a boyfriend before, but...
Okay, right, but Jeannie, well, listen, we're telling you to get it together.
Then don't have any boyfriend, but don't F up that kid of yours, goddammit. Do you hear me?
I mean, I know,
you're the world's greatest.
I went to everything.
Good.
Keep
going and don't act out.
The father is going to be the key ingredient here that you could screw up with.
Right.
The kind of guy you hang around to. And Adam, you sound so boring and old.
Well, listen.
Talk like that. But it's so true.
Well, what do you want me to say?
No, it's absolutely accurate.
This is a bizarre story. This guy with the coma who finds out he has a kid who has sexual compulsivity, who works at the Taco Bell, who she has wild sex with. But, you know, when she started talking about how he doesn't keep his room real clean.
Oh, yeah.
And they were having wild sex. I picture, like, just like a pot of bouillabaisse turned upside down on the bed and a family of raccoons feeding off of it
and her,
like, shooing them away to make room on the bed.
Yeah.
I picture them, like, having sex in a bed that's just covered with beans and roaches. That's me. And that poster that's up on the wall, except for one corner's come detached, and it's sort of flapping around.
Right, flapping down.
Yeah. It's been that way for 6 years. All right, we will. You want to talk about a funny? I don't know why. Just bad environments. When I was a kid, me and my cousin who slept over, I took one of those fruit roll-up things, like the cherry variety.
Right.
And I pulled a tab off, corner off, probably about the size of a silver dollar. And, you know, it's bright red. And I somehow stuck it to the ceiling of the den of my mom's house.
Right.
That was 28 years ago.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Still there. Still
in
there.
Your mom's house?
Absolutely. Absolutely still there.
Oh,
yeah, that's maintenance, baby. She runs a tight ship. Now, to be fair to her, it's a high ceiling. It's like 12-foot high ceiling.
Yeah, you might have to, like, climb on a piece of furniture.
One would have to get, like, a 6-foot ladder in order to get that thing off there. But just another little glimpse into the intricate workings of the Corolla mines.
Yes,
yeah. Fruit roll-up from 1969, still on the ceiling. We'll take a break. We'll be back. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Dr. Drew coming to you from Ohio tonight. What is it, a two-hour difference over there, Drew?
In this part of Ohio, 3 hours.
Oh, but is most of Ohio 2 hours, or how's that work?
No, it was all 3 hours later.
Oh, all of Ohio.
I thought part of it was 2 hours, but no, all 3 hours.
Interesting. All right. Dr. Drew over there in Ohio. Ace Carolla over here holding down the fort in Los Angeles. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Drew, you'll be in here in the flesh tomorrow night, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I don't know if you caught that last public service announcement, Drew, but we got a new batch of them.
Oh, I missed them.
Airport
turbulence?
No. It's a teenage drinking one, which, you know, I understand is a good enough subject for PSA, but I don't know if it's executed as well as it could. Anderson, what'd you think?
That's not even one of the better ones. I was up till 2 in the morning in here last night putting in a bunch of new ones.
Well, let Drew just hear the one we heard last.
Okay, I'll play that one, but you have to hear the first one, too.
Okay.
It's much better.
Okay, but hold on a second, Anderson. If in case people don't know what we're talking about, because it's a national show, we hear the national feed in our headphones during the commercials, and we hear no local commercials and almost zero commercials. So we only hear public service announcements, which they play in case there's some opening or something like that. So you guys may not hear a lot of this stuff, but this is the stuff we hear over and over, night in and night out. Here we go.
Hey, what are you doing after the game?
Well, there's a big party at Jason's. His parents are out of town, and there's going to be plenty to drink.
I think I'll pass.
You're going to pass up a party?
Well, it sounds more like trouble than a party.
Make the right choice. Underage drinking.
First, these guys sound like they're in their 40s, don't they?
They do. There's that other commercial. What if the other one sounds just like this?
I'm going to stay out of trouble.
A public service message from the National Association of Broadcasters and this nation.
Aren't those the same guys who do the water safety commercial?
Hey, what are you doing after the game? Not drinking, that's for goddamn sure. And by the way, here's the deal. Here's the part that they miss out with these commercials. Here's where they're fundamentally wrong. In high school, we all knew the guys who drank and were troublemakers and partied, and then we knew the goody-two-shoes guys who didn't drink. But the problem is in these commercials, they have a troublemaker speaking to a good guy. But let me explain the troublemaker. He plays that pussy card almost immediately. You know what I mean? So he's like, hey, we're going over to Jason's house to have some drinks after the game. What do you say, Johnny? Oh, I don't know. Hey, pussy! What are you, a wuss? See, the guys that are trying to get the other guys to do bad things or wrong things or underage drink or whatever, they immediately start the abuse. Mm-hmm. And it does not end at pussy. It gets a lot worse than that.
Of course.
But they're always like, well, all right, suit yourself. I'm going to go get drunk and get in a car accident and impregnate an underage girl. I'll see you tomorrow. Is there another one you like better there, Anderson?
Yeah, this is my favorite one.
Hold on. Couldn't they get actual teens just to do these spots?
I don't think they can pay these people anything.
But
teens would love to do it.
But these sound like a couple of engineers in their 40s who are trying to young it up. Those guys didn't sound 15, did they?
No.
All right.
I'm not really part of the PSA.
Oh, okay. Sorry, buddy. Let's hear the next one.
Edison's insulted.
Every day, 10 children are killed by gunfire.
Oh my God.
That's sick.
Oh my God.
Where all the children gone? Long time ago. Where have all the children gone?
Cotton Crossman, really? No.
That was not part of the
story. Anderson did that.
The killing won't stop unless you help stop it. Call 1-800-WE-PREVENT to find out what you can do.
Oh my God.
Not one more grieving family.
You know, this has not alerted me to the tragedy of children being killed by straight bullets as much as it's made me want to shoot folk singers. You know what I mean? That's really what this PSA is saying to me. Let's go out and shoot some folk singers.
I gotta tell you, I never thought I would look forward to or wish for Taboo 2. That makes that sound like, I mean, it's a relief to hear this song now.
Well, you remember the old Peter, Paul, and Mary song. Come on. You don't know that song, Drew?
Yeah, I know it. I just never heard it in that context.
Well, again, engineers singing. I would like to hear the PSAs that didn't make the cut. That's going to be my new UPN show. These are radio PSAs that were not good enough to make it on the air, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Here's how they go. Oh, man, there's probably some alternate versions of the airplane turbulence, the kids getting shot, and the underage drink. And just one more time, let me just hear the very beginning of the underage drinking so I can hear how old these actors are.
Give me a second.
All right. He's going to cue that up, and we'll have to hear it again. You know what else I like? Hold on a second there, Anderson. Wow. I like the ones that run on TV late night, too, for, like, the Book of Mormons, where the there's a couple of chicks sitting in a diner, and one of them looks really bummed out, and the other one's in, like, in a really good mood. And it's like, Sheila, why are you always so happy? I mean, what do you know that I don't know? And then she slides the Book of Mormons across the table. Well, you know about the Bible, Jane, right? Sure. Well, this picks up where the Bible left off. I'll give it a look-see. What person responds that way to one of their religious fanatic buddies? And they're eating. It's like, are you high? Who brainwashed you, dude? You know, what happened? How much money did this cost you? What'd you do? Are you strung out or something? Like, what's going on with you? But they're always so accepting. They're like, Book of Mormons. Well, I'll give it a look-see. Like, if one of your friends just slid you some crazy religious text while you're out having coffee, you'd be like, what the F is this? What is this crap? What have you gotten into? Hey, man, you're freaking me out. But it's always like, yeah, I'll give it a look. And then they're opening up, they're nodding their head. And then they meet a couple days later. You read the Book of Mormon? Sure did.
She's happy now.
Thank you. Thank you. It all made sense. The divorce, the heroin addiction, the stillborns, all made sense. Thank you. All right, so what do you got there, Anderson? Let me just hear the beginning.
Hey, what are you doing after the game?
Well, there's a big party at Jason's. His parents are out of town, and there's going to be plenty to drink.
I think I'll pass.
You're going to pass up a party?
Well, it sounds more like trouble than a party.
Make the right choice. Underage drinking always means...
You have to drink? You could just go to the party and cruise some chicks, couldn't you?
You're going to miss all the fun. I'm going to stay out of trouble.
A public service message from the National Association of Broadcasters.
I'm going to go home and read the Book of Mormons.
That's probably who made it.
All right. Hey, Anderson, you keep on top of those. We getting any good new ones in there?
They're all new, so keep your ears open.
There's a lot of good, a whole new fresh stock to choose from, Jero.
Here's John, who's 13.
Yeah.
Hey, there's a party over at Jason's house after the show, John. You want to go there? There's going to be plenty of booze.
Go right ahead. John?
Yeah.
Go.
I heard that if you put... What's so funny, Adam?
Well, the thing that's funny is we just heard a PSA with a couple of guys in their 40s who were trying to sound 15.
Yes.
Now we got a call with a guy who's 11 who's trying to sound 19.
I'm 13 and I'm going through puberty, you prick.
Ooh, and he hung up, too.
How dare you, Adam? How dare you? All right, let's take
it. You know what his question was? He wants to know if he can put your penis in a jacuzzi jet.
No, in front of the jacuzzi jet. He wasn't quite that whacked out.
All right.
All right, Lynn, 27.
I'm going to stay out of trouble.
I'm not putting my schvanz in any jacuzzi jet.
Hi.
Hey. Hey. And you know what else I like about these commercials? It's never, hey, there's a party over at Jason's. There's no follow-up. Like, Jason Velarde or Jason Jackson? Which Jason? It's never that, and it's never what night or where it is. It's just this generic. Plenty of booze. We're going to get into trouble. Go ahead there,
Lynn. I'm in that evil state, Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
I have a problem. I tried ecstasy a few years ago, and it was really good, but I didn't do it too much. And How many times?
Mm-hmm.
In 3 years, I've done it about 6 times.
Okay.
But the last few times I've tried it, nothing's happened. And my friends were doing the exact same stuff, and they were all getting off and everything. And nothing was happening to me, and I'm wondering if it's because of my medication I'm on.
Well, it's interesting. I'm sure that's a possible explanation, but no one's really studied this, so it's hard to know.
Mm-hmm.
What medicines are you on?
Zyprexa and Paxil.
Yeah, I could see where certainly those medicines are active in the parts of the brain where ecstasy is also active.
Mm-hmm.
And it could certainly Zyprexa can sort of blunt things like that, so it might be.
Hey, let me float this theory there, Lynn and Drew, which is having taken a drug or two of myself with my buddy Jason, you know, when his folks were out of town.
Right.
sometimes, A, the drugs may vary from pill to pill, batch to batch, or what have you. So just because your buddies were taking a pill doesn't mean you're taking the same pill, number one. Number two, there's all these variables, like how much you ate, what kind of mood you're in, and stuff like that. And almost every time there's a bunch of people taking drugs, there is one person going, I don't know, I'm not getting off, and everyone else is just flying. So it doesn't necessarily mean anything, but the thing that kind of means something is you're on a bunch of meds,
right.
And you're still hanging out with your ex-buddies. What's up
right.
there, Screwball?
The reason you're on meds may be because of the ecstasy before.
Really?
Probably
absolutely.
Not, but...
absolutely.
Well,
it can, like, screw with your mind that bad?
It screws with your brain chemistry quite badly, yeah.
You sound like an addict, Lynn.
Really?
Yeah, you got that. You got that thing going for you. What's up? I picture.
Even though I've only done it 6 times.
No, I don't mean with that. I just mean with other stuff. Cigarettes, booze, you know, that kind of stuff.
I smoke, but.
What's up?
I smoke clothes occasionally.
Was one of your parents an alcoholic?
Nope.
You got any kids?
No kids.
Good woman. What happened? Are you sterile or something?
No.
I, by the way, Adam, don't get the addict thing from her. I certainly get the.
Something.
Car driven.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's up? You working?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't have any kids, and I don't know if I'll ever have kids because I'm afraid what I have might be genetic, you know?
What do you have?
They diagnosed me as schizoaffective.
Uh-huh.
And that could be genetic, couldn't it? Or is it just, like... From my screwed up past.
it's mostly the screwed up past.
What is your screwed up past?
Molested.
Oh, yeah.
At a young age.
Yeah, I'm getting something going on over here.
Oh, yeah.
Who molested
you? The screwed up past itself gets passed on to your children. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
The fact that you were schizoaffective, the fact you've had all these traumas, that gets transmitted to the next generation in some fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're saying... It's almost better to have a bad gene and a good parent than a good gene and a bad parent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In a sense. Okay, so who molested you?
my dad.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And this just because you lived in Florida or just coincidence?
Yeah,
all right, baby. Well, listen, you get some therapy, you take care of yourself.
Uh-huh.
All right, take care of yourself, all right?
No
all right.
more drugs.
All right.
It sounds like you're stable on those medicines, though. Are you doing them better?
Yeah. They
all
help
right, good.
A lot.
Well, what about your dad? Is he?
Because you don't sound schizoaffective, Lynn, by the way. You sound better than that.
Schizo-ineffective.
Yeah, well, I had what they called some psychotic breaks from reality.
Yeah.
And so I don't know, maybe it's a wrong diagnosis.
Hey,
are you doing drugs then?
Not really.
Okay. All right, well, that's the schizo part. So.
Hey, is your dad rotting in hell or in some prison somewhere?
No.
No. Why not?
I've gotten over it.
That's not the question.
Why isn't he being punished?
The whole family now knows.
Oh, okay, but that's still not necessarily punishment. Is he still together with your mom?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. She's got to be a delight. I'd really love to meet this young lady. She really does sound delightful. I'm picturing like Mary Poppins.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, Lynn, you take care of yourself.
Okay.
And screw those horrible, horrible people that call themselves your parents. All right?
Well, don't. Yeah.
Now, listen, I mean, Jesus Christ.
The hell with them.
Well, look, don't these guys deserve to be just sort of dismembered? I mean, here's what I'm saying. Best case scenario, they deserve to just have a bullet put in their head simply because they're infecting the herd.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like some animal you almost feel sorry for. Like, what do you do with an animal that has a severely broken leg and you know is going to be picked apart by hyenas?
Mm-hmm.
You do the merciful thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And put a bullet in it. Don't we need to do that with guys who F their daughters? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Drew.
I'm with you.
Okay. We're going to take a little break. I'm going to listen to some more PSAs, see what else we got. Maybe Puff the Magic Dragon as it pertains to marijuana. Maybe another Peter, Paul, and Mary tune we can look forward to. All that after this. We're here for... talk show host gone. Long time passing. Where have all the doctors gone? Long time ago.
Where's the vomit?
Where have all the doctors gone? Gone to Ohio to make a buck. When will they ever learn?
Every gym I go to across the land, Doctor, look at your beefcake ass sitting up there on the wall with the big headline, what was it? Bag boy. Bag boy.
Well, now, wait a second. Wait a second. What picture is this of me?
Oh, it's you. It's a huge picture of you with a complete beefcake guy right next to you. And, like, it's not, it wasn't in the same photo, but they juxtaposed you guys. And you're sort of in, leaning forward with your hands crossed, leaning way into the picture.
What am I wearing?
Looking
what?
Earnestly out. Like
what am
your
I
usual,
wearing?
The usual crap, you know, pajamas and jeans that you wear, basically. Like a sort of an orangey plaid shirt and
where was
jeans.
The, where was the picture taken? I never took a picture.
Somebody sent it out. Instructed your people to send out the picture.
Is it a bad picture? Do I look like a dope?
Yeah.
It's a bad picture, right?
Well, it's a good picture, good quality picture, but you look like a dope.
Why do I look like a dope?
Hey, how you doing? Ooh, look at your hair.
Does my hair look weird? I look
fat? You're sitting next to a guy. You're fully clothed. You're sitting next to a guy who's basically like in a G-string, like doing an ab flex.
Right.
And you're looking like you're trying to be extra earnest.
All right, here's what Drew is talking about. I got kind of, who puts this thing on?
I wish I could remember the name of it. I got to write it down next time I see it.
It's a magazine.
It's some health and nutrition sort of magazine that appears on walls. You know, it's like the health clubs buy it and put it up on a big billboard. Like,
jeez, I'll tell you, you figure you'd get the picture, wouldn't you?
Who would?
I figured I would see it at some point.
You just sold out. You just told them, you know, use anything, and your people did.
Let me explain the process of selling out there, Drew.
Yeah.
One must receive money in order to sell out.
Not
a goddamn phone call where you tell someone you hit the heavy bag. I got a call from some magazine like 3 months ago that said, what do you do to stay in shape? And I said, well, not much, but when I do something, I hit the heavy bag. It's hanging up in my garage.
Now there's posters
of me up at gyms talking about my workout strategy. I never even took a picture.
Yeah.
I didn't even know where they got the picture.
Yeah, you do look younger in the picture, I got to admit.
Thanks. A-hole. How does this work? Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
What?
How come I never see anything? Do you know what I mean? Like, there's like pictures and posters and stuff going on, and I never get a copy of the tape. I never get a copy of the picture. I never see any of this stuff. I have no idea what picture they have of me. I don't know where it is. I don't know what they're using it for. Is this right, Drew?
Well, if you were paying attention, you weren't so sold out and such a poser, it wouldn't, you know.
Sold out. No money, you idiot. Sold out. How dare you?
Eric's 23. Eric.
The doctor's gone.
Eric.
Long time passing.
What's up, Eric?
I just wanted to let the kid know that the kid that stuck his swinger in a hot tub jet.
Right.
His swinger?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's good to go. It's all right. I did it when I was 14.
You put it in the jet?
Yeah.
The part where the jet was coming out or the sucking in?
The part where it was coming out.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You put it in the jet? You just put it in front of the jet?
In.
In?
You want to be ashamed of yourself.
How could you get it in there with that much pressure spitting the water out?
It wasn't really that much.
Oh, okay.
Well, most of these...
All right.
Were you calling to suggest that that's a good idea for people to do that?
Well, no, just possibly that, you know, I mean, if you want to do it, he's probably not going to hurt himself.
All right, then.
Oh,
just doing my part.
Thanks, Eric.
No,
I do what I can.
No,
that's fine.
God.
What about water getting pushed up the urethra, Drew?
Yeah, or Terry. I mean, if you had your, what do you call it, swinger? If you had your Johnson in the jet and then turned it on, I would think it could tear you apart.
You'd just blow up and explode with water?
Yes.
Where have all the
penis is not indestructible.
Gone.
This story I haven't told in a long time.
Long
when I was
Yeah.
In training many years ago, there was a guy that flipped out. He got like priapism, a painful sustained erection, and his girlfriend said, "Come over here, come, we'll take care of it." And they slammed it in the window, and it exploded.
No way.
Yes.
Now who?
Yes.
What, listen, what guy is going to agree to have his penis slammed in the window?
Not very smart guys. Not very smart.
Let me tell you a true story, Drew.
All right.
I had the painful, swollen, sustained erection.
Painful erection that will not go away.
That's what I had after a trip to Tijuana.
Oh.
Yes. And when I got home, I thought, well, what? My penis is harder and more swollen than it's ever been. I mean, it almost felt like rock hard and alive. Well, that night, when I was asleep, it broke open and thousands of little tarantula babies came out of it. I had been impregnated by a tarantula.
True story.
Absolutely true. All right, we're going to take a break. I'm going to tell you more true tales of Tijuana after this. Loveline, fastest growing outlaw radio in North America. Yeah. I'm your host tonight. I'm Adam Carolla. It's my bro over there, Dr. Drew. It's the doc with a tude. He's in Ohio with a 3-hour time difference. What's happening there, doc?
And he's pissed.
He's pissed, man. He is, he's loaded for bear and ready to take your questions.
Did you listen to all those PSAs, all recording artists against drunk driving?
Yeah.
A lot of those.
Yeah, a lot of those. A lot of people and bands who I haven't heard too much from lately, actually.
John Larroquette was in there.
Oh, he was? I didn't hear that one.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Sure. No, nobody the kids identify more with than John Larroquette.
I only have so much to work with.
All right.
They should send some to Westwood One.
Adrian?
Yeah.
You're 19?
We should make some of our own, really. If you get right down to it, we should put together something worthwhile.
I did put together a PSA on the air a couple of years back.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Hi, I'm Adam Carolla. You know, I kid a lot on the radio and on television, but cornholing's no laughing matter. There you go. There's my cornholing PSA. Adrian?
Yeah.
Okay, what's up there?
I've just been really upset and depressed lately, and it seems to be coming out in my sleep. I'm just having nightmares, and it's really affecting my schoolwork and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering if there's anything I can do.
Yes, you can get your depression treated.
Well, I've been in therapy all my life, and not all my life, but I guess since I was 14, so 5 years, and it doesn't seem to work. I've been to numerous guys, and...
Mm-hmm. Have you been on medication?
Yeah, I've been on a lot of different medications, but I'm on them for a month or two, and nothing seems to happen, or the side effects are too bad, and...
What's the longest period you've been with somebody that's treating you?
2 years.
And were you good during that 2-year period?
Yeah, I was better, but...
Why did you end that relationship?
Well, because when I went to college, I saw him for a year, but he's 30 minutes away, and just I'm involved, really involved in school, and so driving the 30 minutes just got too difficult.
Now, it's something I find very mysterious. When you're in college, colleges all have very elaborate healthcare systems set up specifically for people your age, mental health and physical health services, and they're free. Why not take advantage of that? You're going to be there for 4 years. Go ahead and connect with someone there.
I've been to them, too. I went to them weekly at the same time as him, because I was only being able to see him twice a month. So I went to the school counselors the other 2 times a month, but I just wasn't happy with the staff.
Yeah. You're not happy with a lot of folks, are you, Adrian?
I am, but kind of on the surface.
Yeah, well, not even so much on the surface. 30-minute drive, you're too involved with school to make the 30-minute drive once a week?
Well, I'm taking 19 hours. I work 15. I'm in a sorority. I'm just busy.
Uh-huh. What sorority are you in?
In Delta, Delta, Delta.
Oh, yeah. Couldn't they have just called it Delta, Delta?
They call it tri-delt, Adam.
Yeah.
That's the shorter way of doing it.
Or what about the quad delts? Are they pissed or is there... There's only... each one has the three, right, Drew?
Yeah, three letters.
Yeah. Yeah. All of them. No, when those get all eaten up, like area codes, are we going to have to get a fourth letter? Or how does that work? So you're with the Delta, the tri-delts.
Yeah.
What do you do over there? Are you like the secretary? Do you have a role in the house?
No, I'm a second year student. And we don't have roles until next semester.
I see. Do you live in the house?
No, at my school we have a small private art school, and in the funding, we're not women Greeks are not allowed to have a house on campus.
Oh, really?
Adam,
yeah.
Come on.
I don't know what the hell use is it being in a sorority or a fraternity if you don't get a house.
We have parties and
meet with people.
Philanthropy events and stuff.
Right, we're always telling people to get involved with clubs and
good times.
Share interests.
Good times.
Yeah.
All right, well, look, Adrian, I don't know what you're looking for from us, though.
I have really severe problems sleeping because I have these nightmares every night, and it seems to get through the day okay, but the depression, I just recently, it's past month or two, these nightmares.
Well,
right.
Go to the student health thing and look into some sleeping disorder stuff, maybe.
Well, no, this is part of her depression. But you know you need to be treated. You know you have been treated. You know you've been effectively treated at times. Why not try to find some way of solving that in a way that's useful to you? You have a chronic psychiatric problem. It needs to be treated. It's not been treated properly for a while. And guess what? You're having more symptoms. You need to get it treated.
All right, true.
All right.
Good advice there, brother. No, you're right. No.
Here's Mike. He's 18.
How you doing?
What's up, Mike?
I pierced the bottom of my lip last
week. You did it yourself?
No, I went to a professional shop.
Right.
And the same day I had drank beer. And they had told me I might get a yeast infection. And I've been getting some funky, like gel, kind of smushy, stuff around it.
Did you do all the other wound care you're supposed to have done?
Yeah, I like rinse with scope and water and sea salt.
Don't they give you some glycolic acid or something?
No, they just give you that, and they tell you to like rub some antibacterial ointment. And what I've been putting is like, I don't know the name of a bottle, but it's like a purple dye.
Are you doing drugs or anything else?
No, just.
I cannot imagine how you get a yeast infection if you had a normal immune system. That just doesn't happen, basically.
I might not think it's a yeast infection.
Yeah, it may just be either you're rejecting or it's just a plain old infection, bacterial infection. In either case, it's kind of serious.
Like, is there something I could put on it around it?
What's the antibacterial you're using? Well, you may need to be on antibiotics, but maybe you ought to go see a doctor and see if somebody can put you on some antibiotics.
Oh, yeah. I'm thinking Bacitracin. Yeah.
Yeah, it's okay. It's not a great one. There's one called Bactroban that's better topically.
Oh, yeah.
And in fact, you may need an oral antibiotic, so you got to check that out.
Okay.
Hey, good times there, buddy.
All right.
Yeah, hey, nothing like a piercing.
Hey, Drew, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, is it just me, or am I old or uptight, but... Does the lower lip piercing on a guy seems almost annoying?
Yeah.
Like when I see a guy with that lower lip hoop and he's like talking, or especially if he's like eating or something or smoking, I get distracted by it. I'm kind of worried that's going to get caught on something. It looks uncomfortable and weird. It's sort of like, you know, when you're eating with somebody and there's something stuck to their tooth. And it doesn't ruin your meal, but it kind of bothers you a little bit. You know, you want to say something, but you don't. It's like a weird distraction. It's kind of like, it's when some guy's wearing a belt, but he missed a loop in the back.
Right.
And you end up getting fixated on it. You're not going to say anything. It just screws with you just a little bit. That lip loop, I find it bothersome.
Isn't that the idea? Isn't that the purpose?
I guess that is. I guess it's a mission accomplished.
Yeah.
Everyone look at me.
Here's Mike. He's 20. But then why do you discriminate against me? Why can't I get a job?
You're right.
Why do people treat me differently?
That's right.
Hello?
What's up there, Mike? You're 20.
I have cancer, and my doctor's been putting me on different pain drugs, and I wanted to know about...
What kind of cancer do you have?
It's histiocytosis.
Well, that's not cancer.
Well, we've been told it's cancer, And then we've had doctors tell us that it's not, but
it's not cancer. It's not cancer.
What is it, Drew?
It's basically a granulomatous disease. It's highly curable, in fact. So you've been treated, right?
I've been treated a few times, and they're treating.
Well, how were you treated?
I've been treated with chemotherapy and radiation.
Okay, and there's anything left over? It's all gone now.
No, I have to go for another MRI, and I'm doing radiation again.
Where?
Right now. Right now for my leg.
Your leg. So there's still some left in the bone of your leg.
Yeah.
Okay, and this is some people are advocating not even treating this disease. It's a benign condition, basically.
Just waiting for the patient to die?
No, they don't die. People don't die from this. I mean, it's something that most people would treat, but it's not cancer. It's not cancer.
All right, but if saying cancer gets him laid, why not go with the cancer?
Well, yeah, but I don't want him to go around thinking he's going to die of cancer. He has a fatal disease. He doesn't.
No, I've been dealing with it for a couple of years.
Yeah, it's a pain in the neck, and it can be painful and uncomfortable, and you have to have radiation. Though not typically chemo. I'm kind of surprised they're using chemo on you.
Yeah.
Did you have it in your lungs?
I've had it in my lungs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's some of the more advanced cases that people need all the chemo and stuff.
What?
You probably had a pretty advanced case, right?
I think so.
What kind of pain med does he put you on?
I've been on the Tylenol 3, just plain codeine, morphine. Right now they have me on Vicodin and MS Contin.
Yeah, what's the best?
Right now just the Vicodin and just a regular ibuprofen mixed together.
Where's the pain you're having?
It's in my right leg.
So when the histiocytosis starts growing, you get the pain?
Well, it's been pretty constant. From the information we have, it says that the pain is normal.
Yeah, there's pain.
Hey, well, wait a minute. You're saying the best is the Vicodin?
Yeah, with Motrin.
Better than the morphine, huh?
Yeah, the morphine does absolutely nothing for me other than make me sick.
Oh, man. True, what's up? I thought morphine was good. Maybe they're giving them too light a dose, huh?
Well, it also suggests Mike is not an addict.
Yeah, he don't dig it.
Right.
But Drew, is morphine the best they got? I mean, if you're looking to just kill pain, just to stop it dead in its tracks, and you don't have to water down or dilute it at all, is morphine what you're reaching for?
For most people, because we can use, you just keep up in the dose. And there's all kinds of oral forms of morphine. There's sublingual morphine and long-acting morphine, all kinds of morphines you can use now.
Now, what would I get out of morphine if I just popped a morphine
pill? Well, you're an addict, so you would be quite pleased.
I would?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, that's what everyone said about Vicodin, and they were
way off. Well, we'd have to give you a lot of it. We'd have to give you a lot.
And what would I just get? Would I get numb? Would I get sleepy?
Sleepy and euphoric.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Hey, now, Mike had a question, though. We didn't get to his question.
No. Mike?
Yeah.
What's your question?
My question was that because I'm having side effects from the Vicodin and the MS Contin, I wanted to know, a friend suggested to me, who also has been going to chemotherapy, about using pot or the pot pills to deal with it. She said that she's been using just plain marijuana and that it's helped her deal with the pain and the side effects.
Well, I've never seen marijuana work for a non-marijuana addict. Because in people who have the predisposition for addiction to marijuana, the drug marijuana affects them very differently, smoking the marijuana. They get much more euphoria from it, much more of the endorphin type of influences. I don't think it's going to do much for you. Certainly the Marinol, which is one particular isomer of marijuana, doesn't cause much euphoria at all. I don't think you'll like that one at all. The smoking, it might be a little more effective for you, but I bet you'll find it not as effective as what you've been using.
Well, maybe.
But no problem in trying. If you know, your doctor can do that for you.
Is there like law? I don't know what the current legal status is for that, though.
You're in California?
Yeah.
I believe your doctor can do it for medical purposes.
Can he score? Is he cool? Or
he's cool.
What do you do? He gives you a prescription, you go to the park, or how does that work?
I don't know how that works, Frank. I've tried to do that for a patient. And
Hey, Mike.
Yeah?
Why don't you get your friend who seems to enjoy it and have it, why don't you, let her float your roach, see how it works. And then if it works good, you go to the doctor and you get a dime back.
I'll give that a shot. I'll call
her up. Call her up. I mean, why do we got to do this math for you? She's undergoing some chemo. She says it helps her. Have a toke. See what it does. Good times. Good times.
Good times. Right.
What do you got here?
I think there's a man show bit in here. David, 15.
Oh, yeah. Can it hurt you if you bend your penis in half, like, while you're...
In half?
Yeah, like, just like when you've got a boner, can you...
A burner.
Yeah.
A burner's a boner, right?
I said a boner.
Oh, I said a boner.
Boner.
A boner?
Boner.
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 Boner. All right. So you want to know if you bend it in half when you have a boner, if it could hurt you.
Yeah?
Yeah, dude. You can, yeah. I mean, if you have a boner, I think guys have adopted the word boner the way girls have adopted the word boobs.
Oh, really? Yeah, that's interesting. Because, yeah, the boob has transformed into the
boners. Yeah.
How can you bend your boner when it is erect the way it is?
When you've got a boner?
Yeah. How do you bend that? It would seem difficult.
Like a fish and then bend it in half.
Oh, you like a fish. Like, I see. But it wouldn't seem possible to me if you had a full erection. Is this a full erection?
I believe it's possible, Adam. You can tear
the material inside the penis. You can rupture the corpus cavernosum, and that can be a real bad thing.
Oh, okay.
Hey, young screwball.
Yes.
why abuse your boner?
I also heard that it could
Shut up. He didn't get it out. He is, first off, this kid is not 15.
He was like 12.
He was like 12. And secondly, if he's 15, he's a good 12 years away from putting that boner of his in a vagina. He's way
near some boobs.
Near some boobs. Yeah, you can't do that. You can't bend your erect penis in half.
And a 20. Not like a fish. Hi.
I was wondering if you could kind of clear up some of the boundaries with some mental illnesses and disorders. Just basically, when does it go from being, like, moody to bipolar or a neat freak to obsessive compulsive, things like that?
When you're on your period. Yes, Drew? Am I right?
Yeah, that's one of the reasons. But generally, if it is affecting... you're functioning. If you are troubled by it, then it's time to look into it. Very simple.
I'm troubled by it. I mean, does simply being annoyed with it count as being troubled by it?
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. But if it is really, if you are suffering in any way, uncomfortable, and if it affects your ability to function, in other words, if your ability to carry on socially or in your schooling or There are sort of major areas of one's life you want to look at. You want to look at whether or not it's affecting your health, your work or school, or your relationships. And if something's going on in those areas, that's the time to look into it. Okay?
Okay.
All right there, baby. Why, how's it going? You working?
Yeah, I'm working.
Where do you work?
I work at a
SeaWorld
healthcare company.
No, Drew, you were so close.
Scripps.
What did you say? Oh, no.
Drew said SeaWorld. Drew imagines that everyone who lives in San Diego is employed by the SeaWorld Corporation.
No, I'm a home health care aide.
I see. Uh-oh. Okay. Uh-oh.
And, yeah.
So what are you doing all day, just trudging through old people's crap?
No, I help one lady with her exercises, and I do light housework, and I keep them company.
What is that pay an hour? Because I think my grandma's got one of them.
$7.50 entry level.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I really like it, and I'm considering actually pursuing a career in this area.
Nursing.
Hey, come out to L.A. Take care of my grandma.
Actually, when my husband gets out of the Navy, we're going back to Tennessee.
Okay, well, maybe I'll ship her over to Tennessee. Yeah?
That would be wonderful.
All right, there. Good times.
Thank you.
All right. Listen, my hats are off to these people. They got to go in and mop up after these old folks. And let me tell you, my grandma was a pain in the ass when she was young. You ought to hear her now.
Oh, boy.
Well, the thing is they don't move around too good, you know?
Right.
And their hearing's not so good. So all they do is sit in a chair and scream at the person who's not that far away from them, you know?
Yeah.
Anna! It's like a, yeah. Anna! No, and then it's, there's no time, like, when you're, you know, when you're 90 years old, all those pleasantries and sort of courtesies, and
oh,
it's all gone.
All
it's
gone,
like,
yeah.
Anna, move that, no, move the pillow! No! No, it's not like, hey, Anna. If you got some time, could you grab the pillow? Could you please?
Yeah.
No, excuse me, not that one. I'm sorry. I must have been. I misled you. The pillow behind that. Could you please? Anna, get a pillow! These poor people. Like, I just feel for them. I just, you know, it's like, oh, and they got to go make them a pot of coffee, and they got to, you know, move the thing and get the diaper, and then it's like, hey, you're in. It's like, hey, Anna, yeah. I gotta go number two. Let's go. It's like, you're with it. You're,
it's coming now.
Oh, yeah. You wanna know what the real good gig is? My grandma's got this. The bath guy. I'll talk to her. I'll go, and maybe I'll swing by, Wednesday after work, pay a visit. Bath guy's coming Wednesday. Yeah? Let's, how's that work? Well, you know, the bath dude comes. I mean, that's the dude who helps you in and out of the tub and, cleans you up, you know? That's a tough way to make $9 an hour, isn't it?
Yeah.
Huh?
Well.
You don't think so, Drew? Do you know how much I'd want to get my grandma out of the tub and get her in there and clean her up and then take her out and dry her off?
Yeah.
$65,000. Cash. Small and unmarked in a flask.
Tony's 23.
Tony, turn that. You got the radio up or something?
Yeah, I got the radio on.
Unacceptable.
Turn that down, please.
What's going on there?
A while back, I was having sex with an ex-girlfriend of mine, and I orgasmed. And as soon as I orgasmed, she went down on me and started giving me oral sex. And probably about 5 minutes into it, it felt like I came again, but it was like a non-stop cum. It was like it filled up her mouth once, she swallowed, and filled up her mouth again. She pulled away, and it squirted all over her face and got all over the bed. I was just wondering if I actually, like, peed in her mouth or if, you know, it was actually cum or what it was.
Hold on. I'd rather now putting Graham on the tub sounds okay.
But you know what? Putting Graham on the tub, dude, that $65,000, dude, that's a little low. I'm sorry.
Where's the
my grandmother
sound,
naked,
please.
Dude, I think I'd have to have a couple hundred million.
Dude, just hearing your story,
dude,
I need some compensation.
Meanwhile, you're going to die in some warehouse for $23,000 a year. Please.
You are an asshole.
Dude, I think I need like 28 kabillion dollars. Yeah. Anyway, I guarantee I could get this guy to eat a piece of my Duke for like, if I went to the ATM and pulled out $200, I can eat it. Eat it with a spork right off the coffee table. All right, so Drew, what's up with this guy's penis?
What's up with you?
He made fun of my grandma.
Oh my God. Oh my
I wasn't
God.
Making fun of your grandma. I was talking about me and my grandma.
All right, dude. Now listen, have you ever had this problem before?
Have I ever had? No, this was a first time thing. It wasn't a problem. It felt great. I was just wondering, you know.
I suppose it's hard for me to understand how it would be pee. It's also hard for me to understand though how it could be an ejaculation, since your seminal vesicles sort of hold a certain amount. Now, maybe you just, you know, are capable of holding more than others.
Did you not take care of yourself for some weeks or some time before this?
Right.
It had been a long time coming, pardon the pun?
No. It was an everyday thing. We were living together. We were having sex, just almost on an everyday basis.
And it just happened that one time.
It just happened that one time. She tried doing it again because I told her it felt amazing.
Right.
I had never felt anything like that before.
Yeah.
But she tried it one other time after that. It didn't happen again. But
Well, listen, the Lord was kind to you that day. Drew, I mean...
You spoke directly to him.
Hey, you think anything's wrong with the guy?
No.
All right. So, listen, just enjoy it. It happened once. It'll be like some sort of a holy grail that you chase for the rest of your life. But, you know, count yourself amongst the blessed. It happened to you once, and that's one more than it's happened to me.
Well, this could be kind of a purgatory, a sort of a Sisyphus, like...
constantly trying to recreate that and never quite achieving it.
It is a sort of strange thing that you have this incredible sort of multi never ending orgasm once and then end up chasing it like it was a Moby Dick for the rest of your life. Drew, entertain tonight. Got that sour puss Dr. Bruce out of here.
Uh-oh.
You know that guy, you know, he's got the balls to show up 15 minutes late last night.
I heard.
15 minutes. 15 minutes late. You know, as his excuse was?
I've had anal sex and I passed out a couple times.
That's exactly what he said.
And I bet you were very kind and considerate and understanding of his problem.
Well, he said he got pulled over on the way to the studio last night.
Yeah.
But that the guy walked up, took his license. He said, I'm Dr. Bruce and I got to go do the radio. And the guy said, if you got to work with that son of a bitch, Adam Carolla, I can't write you a ticket. So get out of here. And he took off. So my argument to Bruce was, how long did that whole exchange take? 4 minutes?
Yeah.
Well, you're 15 minutes late. Like, how does this explain you being late? And he said, well, he could no longer drive at excessive speeds after that. we got to do something with him.
Okay.
And his hair got all dry again.
You need to punish him.
His hair was dry, Drew.
Dry?
Yeah, you know, he had that dry look, and then he had the wet look.
Oh, yeah.
You haven't seen him in a while. He's got that slick, wet look now.
Right.
But it was dry, and he really lost his chi with that dry hair. So why don't we take ourselves a little break?
Yes.
All right, we'll be right back. Hey, Bobby, what are you going to do after the game? We're going to Jason's house to get high.
I just suffered through Where Have All the Children Gone Again.
Yeah, I heard that one, too. All right. That's Dr. Drew over there in Ohio tonight. He'll be back in L.A. tomorrow night. And I, of course, am in L.A. holding down the fort. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Just talking a little about the new batch of public service announcements we've got. I want one of these days, Anderson, we're going to have to really put a best of reel together with the airplane turbulence and McGruff talking about stealing laptop computers in the airport.
And some of them are actually gone forever.
Gone forever.
Snapped in two.
Really?
Oh, you should have saved them. Classic.
There was a couple that we couldn't take anymore.
I would personally like to see the budget on some of these PSAs and figure out where at least a portion of my tax money is going. All right.
Where do you keep your wallet?
Up your ass, you mutt!
Look.
Where do you keep your wallet? Hey, really? No. That's a kind of come on thing, right? Don't the gays do that? Like they go to guys, hey, where do you keep your wallet? And if you say in your right pocket, that means you receive. But if you say your left pocket, that means you give.
Mm,
and if you say
that.
In your mouth, it means, you know, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. I'm interested in this next call.
All right, but let me hear a little bit of that. Where have all the flowers gone? Just
the children.
Yeah, just a little bit of that one.
Every day, 10 children are killed by gunfire.
No more timely song for the youth of today than a Peter Paul Mary song recorded in 1961.
Good times.
Yeah.
Nice. We're going to hear that twice tonight, so let's not...
All right. I enjoy that one, though. All right, go ahead there, Drew.
All right, but this next caller, Tara, don't call me Tara. Tara, don't call me Tara, has written this strange word up here, and I'm interested in what they're asking about. This is Drew, who's 24.
Hello,
Drew.
Mr. Drew. Yes, thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
I have a hair condition, I guess the beauticians call alopecia areata.
Oh my God, is she she wrote the weirdest word up here. What you've got is called alopecia areata.
Uh-huh.
Which is you've got patches of hair loss.
That's correct.
And it's an inflammatory process, sometimes brought on by like stress, like you're in a car accident or something. Look at the words you put up there. You see that?
Yeah,
like
Tara. Spelling. Tara, let me count the letters in Tara's word.
It's one word. It's got like 19
it's
letters.
One word.
In it.
Yeah, no vowels. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 letters in that word. That
and I'm going to try to phonetically pronounce it.
Go ahead.
Erepisakahirayata.
Yanahe! Yanachekaya! This means he wants war. Nanaheche! Nanayakageya! Many buffaloes have been killed by the white skin. Nana cheche kayana. Ayana de che! Tanayaya ratayana te! He says his hair is falling out.
Okay.
He who name is Swings with Barbers.
What would you like to know about it?
Well, I would like to know, is it going to grow back, first of all? Ever?
Yes, usually it does come back.
And I was seeing a dermatologist and getting steroid treatments in the shot.
Steroid injections, yeah. That's the standard treatment.
And it's very painful.
Yeah, it's an uncomfortable thing.
And I just wondered if there isn't anything wrong with my health, or people are telling me my immune system might be changing, or...
No, who's telling you this? Why would the dermatologist do this if it were something bad for you?
I don't know. That's why I'm calling to ask.
They won't do that. The standard idea here is that you infuse steroids right in and around the hair follicle. Really what happens is your immune system attacks the hair follicles and causes them all to fall out. And if you can reverse that by putting some anti-inflammatories there just locally, the hair comes back.
Yeah.
Were you in a car accident or something?
Yeah, hey. Nana che. Nana he che ka. Tanache nanawa.
You put him on.
Nanache.
Alright. Here, this one's for you, Adam.
No, Greg? It's true. He just hung up on him.
Well, this one's for you anyway. Greg is 24.
Yeah, hey.
Greg, yeah. How you guys doing?
Nana.
Hello.
Cheche.
Yeah, I have a question for you guys.
Tana.
Yeah.
I have a problem, a pooping problem.
Tanache. Nana, yeah, hey. Yeah, hey! Yes?
I poop about 3 to 5 times a day.
All right, let me get my scratch pad out. 3 to 5 a day?
Yeah. So this problem has been good. It's been like a month I had this problem. Mm. I want to know if there was something wrong with me or I don't know.
Are you taking more bulk in your diet than you used to from some source? Mm. You're taking bran or, you know, raisin bran or something? Hmm?
No.
You eat a lot though, right?
Maybe twice a day.
But you eat large meals?
No, not really.
Well, then eventually you got to start crapping out parts, right?
I don't know.
I mean, if you're not eating that much and you're taking, you know, 4 or 5 mammoth dumps a day, don't eventually you just got to, you know, crap out your liver?
Well, I don't know. I have no idea. I don't eat that much a day.
Are you losing vast amounts of weight?
Yeah, I'm losing weight.
You have diarrhea?
Yeah.
Diarrhea? Is this diarrhea or is this solid stools?
No, it's not diarrhea. It's regular poop.
Mm-hmm.
No, not sure.
How much your nene? Nene kaka. Chicha nama krapa. No, heche. He says his tribe walked for many, many moons. Hunt the buffalo. But the white man kills the buffalo. And now his people go hungry. Hanes kacha chena waha. He says.
Is there something wrong with me?
No.
Listen, Greg, what comes out is roughage in bulk if there's some large amount, seemingly more than you're putting in. I mean, what, do you eat a lot of salads and that kind of thing?
Yeah, I have salads. I eat a lot of salads, yeah.
All right, well, that's where it's coming from. There's somewhere you're getting bulk that's not digestible.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and that's what's happening.
Hold on.
No, not a bad thing. It's a good thing.
Well, Chief Running Turd wants to say something.
Solid turd.
Cheche na na waha. Kana cheche. Nene ha cheche. Yahey! He says his people have seen this before.
Ah.
The man who poops like an elephant.
Ah.
He is known. There's many drawings and songs sung about this man who poops like an elephant. He is known as the poop one. All right. Where are we? Now, Drew, let me ask you this. If you're losing weight,
yes,
is there extra I know it's not extra like stool, but if you're losing weight, if you're burning off calories and you're burning fat, or you're absorbing the fat, what are you doing with this fat?
You're burning it for fuel. It's turning into energy.
Right. It is not manifested in any way in your movements or your urine or anything
like
that.
The urine, there's certain things that come out in there, but it's energy.
Judge Emma. Okay.
Yeah.
Heather, for my money, not enough American, real sort of Hollywood Indians on TV anymore.
No, we lost track of that in the 70s. Somewhere.
Yeah. Now we see the real Indians, you know, a bunch of fat guys who are drunk and they're playing, you know, pan poker somewhere on a reservation in Idaho. But I kind of miss that real stone chiseled face guy, you know, who knew he would like put his ear down to the ground and go, many men. Come this way, iron horse, rape the land. You know, give that whole thing. He'd tell you, like, how many horses, and then he'd tell you, like, one horse. He'd be looking at the tracks. One horse had two riders, track deep, you know, and he knew everything. One horse was brown with white spots. The other was white with brown. It was like, this guy's telling you everything, what they had for lunch. I miss that Indian. And, you know, the Indians, they don't like to be depicted that way.
Right.
Oh, why? What's so bad about the brave guy who knows everything?
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you. Go ahead, Heather.
Yeah. My question is that every time I have sex, the only time I can orgasm is when I'm high, and that's it. That's the only time I can orgasm.
Do you behave differently when you're high? You know what I mean? Are you able to do things more comfortably that you couldn't do when you're not low?
Yeah. I'm more comfortable having sex.
All right. Well, there you go. That's what, now, why are you uncomfortable having sex?
I don't know. Maybe insecure.
Recreation.
I was listening to what she was saying, but it didn't sound that weird to me, Drew.
All right.
Pardon me. So Heather. Were you trauma?
Man, Foster Brooks over there. Come on.
No trauma. All right, Drew. Come on. No trauma or anything like that, right?
No trauma.
Just Heather.
Yes.
I believe her. I believe her.
All right.
She's just up in her head a little bit. Right?
I guess.
Is it because you're with guys you don't really care about?
No. The guy I'm with right now, he's great. He's wonderful.
Why are you uptight?
You know, I don't know. Maybe because I feel a little uncomfortable. Maybe, like, my self-confidence is down when I'm not.
How come?
Because I just always worry about, like, am I going to be good or no, you know? I don't know.
Are you one of these people asked to be perfect kind of person?
No, not perfect. Never. No one's ever perfect.
I don't know, but do you put a lot of pressure on yourself to sort of make people happy and that kind of thing?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I'm getting that vibe. Do you fake your orgasm when you...
When I'm not high, yeah.
Yeah,
I knew
you did. I don't know why. I was getting a very strong, I got a pleaser vibe from Heather.
Yeah.
And so it wouldn't have made sense for her to tell the guy she's not having an orgasm when she's actually not having an orgasm.
Right, this is the problem. Well, let's finish this up after the break, shall we?
Yeah, because there's a lot here. There's more here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Hang on there, Heather. Chief Squirting Bladder is going to go pay a little trip to the restroom, Drew.
I will pay homage as well.
All right. We'll pee simultaneously 2,000 miles apart.
Yes.
And we'll be back after this. Hey, everybody. Love line. I'm Adam. That's Drew. Phone number? Yeah, let's not worry about that phone number at this late stage of the game. We're back with
Heather. By the way, I was thinking of you as I was urinating.
Oh, yeah.
And what I was thinking was, in what universe are people allowed to just yell out nonsensical syllables on the radio and get paid for it?
Nanetche. Nanakatetche mama. Nanetchekabaha. He says,
and things that are sort of vaguely derogatory to a particular racial group.
Nanabaha. Waha yahe. He says you'll be getting the ass kicking of your life when you come back in L.A.
Thank you. Thank you.
Heather?
Yes.
You're 23?
Yes.
Listen, everyone knows Indians are very spiritual people that are filled with wisdom, and I thought it was high time we inject some of that into this show. Right, Heather?
Yeah.
Okay, 23 years of age.
Yes.
You can have an orgasm when you're high, but when you're not high, you end up faking it. And we were talking that you were a little bit of a pleaser before we left.
Yes.
No problem there. Now, let me ask you a couple of questions, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Question number one. Yahe Nanache? No. Question number one. Were you overweight in high school?
No.
Are you overweight now?
No.
Was your dad around growing up, or was he a busy businessman type?
He was a businessman, and then he left when I was about 14.
No.
So you weren't really paid attention to? You weren't treated like a princess growing up?
No, no.
In fact, somebody was an alcoholic.
No. No one's an alcoholic.
Or were you caretaking of your parents in some way? Was somebody sick, or...
Did
you have a bunch of siblings or something you had to take care of?
Well, I have one brother, and I take care of him a lot, but that was it. So.
Okay, so you're a little bit of Cinderella syndrome going on here. And now you feel like you have to please, but deep inside you resent the person you try to please.
Well, she wouldn't know that, though.
All right, well, I'm telling her.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the deal. If you got to have a toke off a joint in order to get a nice big O, I say why not? But here's the thing too. Could you just have one hit off of a roach and have an orgasm?
Yeah, very much. Yeah.
All right. Listen. Why don't you do that and just do less and less? You know.
Stop faking.
And stop the faking part.
And then start communicating to your partner. You deserve to have your needs met. Let him know what doesn't work for you. And he'll get used to the idea that you guys are interested in doing a good job. And he will sort of catch up with you. In other words, he'll start listening to what you have to say to help him know what you need in order to make you happy.
Drew.
Right?
Drew.
Right.
You know what that chair of yours sounds like?
Yeah.
It sounds like the chair off I'm picturing I'm picturing an old West set and you being the guy at the Union Telegram office.
Yeah.
With the visor on.
Yeah.
Sitting in that chair. Wood chair with the big old roll top going,
right.
Well, what would you like to say?
Right.
Tell her I'm in town. Stop.
Yeah.
Tell her I'll be here until Wednesday. Stop. I always like the stop part when they're giving it. Yeah, easy on that chair there, Drew. Ashley?
Hi.
You're 21?
My call. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been married for 3.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And when we first got married, the sex life was really great. And for the last year and a half or so, I just don't want to have sex anymore.
And are you depressed?
No.
Have you had a child recently?
No.
You have a problem with him?
No.
Do you have kids?
No.
Has he been sort of available to you in the way you need him to be or like him to be?
No.
Yeah, pretty much, actually.
So, no. Did you get married too young?
I don't think so. I'm really happily married. I just don't understand what the problem is. It was just it feels to me like it was just all of a sudden one day... It was just gone, and now we go for months without having sex, and it really upsets him, but I don't know what to do because I don't want to force myself because I don't want to have sex.
How long ago was it that it just turned off?
About a year and a half.
Were you taking any medication a year and a half ago?
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
No, I mean, no vitamins or birth control pill or anything funny?
Oh, yeah, I've been on the birth control pill. But
when
the
did
same
that
one
start?
For 3.5 years.
Mm-hmm. And how are you, how into this guy are you? Are you not into him physically anymore? Are you not attracted to him?
No, I am.
Oh, yeah, you're hot for him, okay.
Well, we still, make out and whatever, and we spend a lot of time together, and we do everything, but I just don't want to go there.
All right, so, hey, Ashley, I know you may have heard this advice before, but you love him, he's a great guy, you're in love with him, you make out with him. How about just kick-starting yourself? Hold still and let him bang the bejesus out of you.
Well, I do, but then...
Oh, good girl, yeah.
But then he gets upset because...
Oh, boy.
It's obvious that I'm not enjoying it.
Well, because you got that puss on. You can't just sort of kickstart yourself. I mean, listen, I've had sex that I haven't enjoyed in my life. You'd never know it from the smile on my face and the sweat on my brow. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, ooh, you got to have the puss on. You know what I mean? Like, you know when someone tells you a boring story that you're eating lunch with and you go, yeah, you're like nodding your head, and you're smiling, and you're thinking, I've heard this goddamn story 8 times. I'm going to stab you with this fork.
But yeah.
You're going, blow hard.
Yeah, but you're going, oh, yeah. And they never know. They never know what you're thinking.
But he does. Like,
well, he does because you're rolling your eyes, and you look like you just bit into a lemon.
Well, no, I don't. It doesn't really, I mean, it starts out that way. Like, we've had sex twice since the beginning of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the first time, it was like, okay. And then, like, the second time, I was, like, into it at the beginning. And then, less than halfway through it, I was just like, okay, well, I'm bored now.
You're not on any medication? Nothing.
No.
Nothing over the counter? Nothing at all?
Yeah.
Have you had a medical evaluation in the last year?
Like, by the gynecologist?
Well, anyway,
or like
doctor.
Mental.
Well, I'm just worried there's something biologically causing this, something hormonal or something. It sounds so powerfully biological. Now, the other question is, was she abused or something? Is she now just shutting down after that?
Yeah. Ashley, ever abused?
No.
All right, there, baby. All right.
Yeah, I would strongly urge you to look in, because the way you're describing this, the way there's just a total biological shutdown and the way it's so difficult to even be sexual, is the way women who are on medication typically talk. So if it's not medication, then you have to worry that it's something like a thyroid condition or a pituitary or some other hormonal problem.
Right.
It really does need to be looked into.
And by the way, you know, after my big long speech of just, you know, put a smile on your face and act like you want to be there even if you don't, she follows that up with, no, well, we had sex and it was really cool and it felt really good. And then about halfway into it, it was like, yeah, I don't even want to be here. I'm bored.
Yeah,
that's the part where I say, just keep the goddamn smile on your face, honey, and you'll make it through. What's this guy's going to come in 6 minutes? You can't keep that smile pasted on until he has his nice orgasm? How dare you?
His nice orgasm.
I'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Yeah, check.
Well, there you go.
Mercifully.
Yeah.
Mercifully.
Drew, you get some rest there, buddy.
All right, dude.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you, Chief.
Yeah, good. No, hey, Chief. Good times. So until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo. Now we got a call with a guy who's 11 who's trying to sound 19.
I'm 13 and I'm going through puberty, you prick.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on the show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.